You know how it lies, on a spur halfway between the big hills. And as we began to appreciate how wickedly quiet the village lay under the sunlight, we came to a stop to consider. At that, they fired a lump of filed brass idol at us, just by way of a welcome. It came twanging down the slope to the right of us where the boulders are, missed my shoulder by an inch or so, and plugged the mule that carried all the provisions and utensils. I never heard such a death rattle before or since. And at that, we became aware of a number of gentlemen carrying matchlocks and dressed in things like plaid dusters, dodging about along the neck between the village and the crest to the east. "Right, about face," I said. "Not too close together." And with that encouragement, my expedition of 10 men came round and set off at a smart trot down the valley again hitherward. We did not wait to save anything our dead had carried, but we kept the second mule with us. He carried my tent and some other rubbish, out of a feeling of friendship. So ended the battle, ingloriously. Glancing back, I saw the valley dotted with the victors, shouting and firing at us, but no one was hit. These chins and their guns are very little good, except at a sitting shot. They will sit and finnick over a boulder for hours, taking aim, and when they fire running...